I could see them. It was the other day, and I was looking at my Google Analytics for turning the page. And Google Analytics is like this website you can go to, and you can see what's been read on your website, how many people are reading it, where they're from. You can't see who they are, but it gives you an indication of how many people are reading what you've got on your website. It's a kind of a measuring tool. And I was on Google Analytics, and this was in real time. So as I was looking at Google Analytics, someone came onto my website and was reading a post that I had written back in 2018. And I didn't know who they were or anything about them other than that they had come to the page, "I've had enough, take my life, God, I want to die." This page has actually been read over 10,000 times now, since February 2018. And I worked out that a lot of people come to that page because they have typed into Google a prayer, and it's the prayer, "God, I want to die." And turning the page is actually ranked on page number one for those terms, which is kind of scary, really. And so here I am, knowing someone is on my website looking for help and in pain, and they're anonymous. They don't want to be known. And I'm witnessing some sort of struggle going by someone somewhere. And I sort of really want to reach out and touch them somehow and just say, "Hey, you're not alone." But you can't, of course. The person reading that blog post was anonymous, unknown by me, and being unknown in their struggle. I can imagine the situation they were in. They were in emotional pain. There was a struggle, and all they wanted was to have the pain end. Perhaps they hoped God would take them, and then the pain would end. And you see, when you're in a dark hole, the darkness can feel like it's actually drowning you. You type a few words into Google and hope for help, and this mathematical algorithm, this machine, spits out a few signposts, and you turn up at turning the page. You see, we don't want others to know, and so we remain unknown, anonymous, without name. I remember years ago someone writing me letters, and there were a lot of letters, handwritten. They were pages and pages of expression. Much of it was actually quite illegible and difficult to follow, and often repeated time and time again. It was something of the story of their life that they wanted me to be a witness to. And every now and then I would write back and ask a few clarifying questions or add a few comments. For them, it was a release for them to get stuff out of their brain and onto some paper, to have someone to be a witness. They wanted someone to know them, to be known, to not be alone. And I think something began to open up in them, that their story was real, but only part of it, of who they really were. There was more to them than the story that they had been telling themselves. And in the writing of the story, they were able to let go of some of the pain because the story had now been heard. It had been witnessed. I think one of the most beautiful qualities of Jesus was that he saw into people's lives and wasn't afraid of entering that dark hole. Jesus walked with those people on the outside, the broken, the bruised, the racially and religiously prejudiced, the rejected ones, those who were considered of absolute no value, the anonymous people. I believe Jesus would have said to them, and he says to us, "I see you and I'm not afraid." The Apostle Paul, he asked a question, and this is a very good question. Can anything separate us from Christ's love? Can anything? Can your story separate you from Christ's love? And that's a big question. Here's another empowering question. Is your story, the pain, the past, the failures, going to be too big for Jesus to handle? When we anonymize ourselves, choosing to remain unknown, we fear rejection that we will be shunned, that something will come between ourselves and others, that the witness will walk away. You know, as we listen and we give witness to a story, I think we see a plot emerge, how various events have shaped the story. There's been a sequence, and each event has affected the next one. Now, Dan Allender, he writes this. I love this bit. To understand our story, we need to know our tragedies, and as we learn them, we'll catch a glimpse of how we currently manage tension. Now, just stop the quote for a moment. Just hear that. When we'll actually get to know how we manage tension by actually understanding our story. Okay, so back to the quote. Repetitive patterns have become themes in our lives over time, themes that impose structure on us, even when a surface evaluation would tell us that these themes are nothing more than personal preference or desire. We are not wholly our own, nor are we exclusively the result of what has happened to us. No wonder reading the plot of our lives is so difficult, yet it is in the plot that we will find the meaning. Hear that again? It is in the plot that we will find the meaning. It is also the only part of our story we can rewrite if the trajectory of our life is not as we desire. So we can rewrite our life. Isn't that great? I can't change my tragedies, nor can I really eliminate fully the characters in my story, but I can write a new plot. To do so requires re-engaging the tragedies of my life with new patterns, thereby developing new or additional themes that mark who I am as a co-author of my life and an editor of my future. I love that. Doing this marks me as a character in a larger story, a player who furthers the plot development while living in the real world of tension and tragedy. To know our plot is the first step in changing it. Wow. Dan Allender, to be told, know your story, shape your future. Look, there's so many wonderful insights in that passage, isn't there? Look, when we give witness, when we join in on the knowing of another person's plot, that's just a huge privilege. Hey, here's some quotes for you to consider. Another one by Dan Allender. Writing is always a form of translation. We take what is in us and bring it up from the heart through our mind and to the page. And there's another quote, those who do not turn to face their pain are prone to impose it. Terence Real. And Rob Bell says that at some subterranean level of the heart, what we all want is for another human to say, I see you. And here's a quote. It's actually a song. And you may know it. It's from Sting. Just a castaway, an island lost at sea, oh. Another day, another lonely day with no one here but me, oh. More loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair, oh. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle, yeah. A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known this right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, or love can break your heart. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle, yeah. Walked out this morning and I don't believe what I saw. 100 billion bottles washed up on the shore. Seems I'm not alone at being alone. 100 billion castaways looking for a home. I'm sending out an SOS. Wow. You listen to that song and you think, there's billions of people alone, castaways, that want to be known. They're sending out messages. They're coming to websites, typing in lines. Questions to answer. What are the skills required to be a good witness of someone's story? What are the skills required to be a good witness of someone's story? Number two, who has witnessed you? And number three, what quote from this post has connected with you? Hey, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear something of your story. And if you want to email me, Barry@turningthepage.co.nz, just a big thank you. If you want to come and email me, I'd love to hear something of your story. And I hope that something in this post has really helped you. You can read it on the website, turningthepage.co.nz, and share with me what you've learnt. It really helps me to, encourages me to know that what I'm doing here is helping people. And just another big thank you, a big shout out to those people who regularly support financially Turning the Page, either by Patreon or buying me a coffee online or something like that. You can find out more about that at turningthepage.co.nz/support. And thank you so much for watching or listening. And may you find a witness, and may you be a witness to somebody else. Okay, bye.